The killer is that you have a second need that is directly in conflict with this first need. But see, that's the paradox, because here's the second need, the second human need, the second goal of life is simply this. You need uncertainty. That's right. You need uncertainty. You need it. You don't just want it. You don't desire it. You may try to avoid it, but you need it. All human beings need uncertainty slash variety, to give you another word. Because everyone, coming from our background, we have different linguistic representations. All that means is different words to represent what feelings mean to us. So when I say for you uncertainty or variety, you might substitute another word in your mind, like we all have a need for surprise. That's another way of describing uncertainty or variety. Or we all have a need for diversity or challenge or difference. I mean, this is where the excitement of life comes from. Certainty can give you that comfort, right? Certainty can give you that sense of peace. But see, if you just sit around in peace all the time, you're one bored sucker. You don't know what's gonna happen. And I'll tell you something, this man who was inviting me to come see him, who I was in the shower thinking about, who wanted me to coach him, he had everything in life he could imagine. He had two daughters that totally love and adore him, think he's the greatest thing on earth. He has a person in his life who'll take care of everything, his right arm. All he has to do is say, I want this, and it occurs. He's got homes all over the world. In fact, he had just won this big award because his home had one of the finest, or the finest home in the south of France, the finest garden in the south of France. You know, he has this amazing yacht. He has more money than he can spend in his entire lifetime. And guess what? He was totally depressed. Why? 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 I mean, here's this man's got all his dreams, and he's depressed. Because he was so certain he knew what was going to happen, when it was going to happen, how it was going to happen. I mean, he had no surprise in his life, no challenge, nothing he's uncertain about. He was working so hard because his whole goal, he said, Tony, I just want to be at peace. I just want to be at peace all the time. He said, and I don't know what it is. I had a hard time being at peace. Well, guess what? You're never going to be at peace because you're not designed to be at peace. If you want to be at peace, go get dead. That's dead. Dead equals peace. Right? Life is movement. Life is emotion. Life is feeling. And guess what? Our Creator was smart enough to give us needs that appear to be in conflict but actually serve us. We have a need for certainty, and simultaneously we have a need for uncertainty. And that is a paradox. Do you remember what paradox means? Paradox simply means you have two things that appear to be in conflict, but they actually are complementary. They serve us. And I'll show you how it works if you're smart, if you know what to look for, if you pay attention to what I'm talking about right now. Because here's what you do. Think about it. How do we get this sense of uncertainty in a positive sense? We just said we don't want to be totally uncertain, but we don't want to be totally certain either. Either one of those is a terrible place. If you're totally uncertain, you're freaked out. If you're totally certain, you're bored. And I'll give you a quick example. Think about this. How do you get that sense of variety in your life? And when is it triggered? Let's take a context. Let's look at relationships for a moment. So let's say in the very beginning in a relationship, what are you looking for? Well, you're looking for a lot of things, and I'm not going to mention them all because they meet some of these other human needs, and I want to keep you in a little bit of suspense and not confuse you. So let's just look at one need. Part of what you want is you want certainty that this person is somebody who really cares about you, right? This is somebody who really loves you. This is somebody that you can depend on if you're going to be in a relationship. This is somebody that you're going to be stimulated by mentally, emotionally, psychologically, sexually, you know, every sense of your life. So, but what happens when you're totally certain in a relationship? What happens? You get bored. So then what do people do? Well, they have a need for uncertainty. So I'll tell you, they do one of several things. Suddenly they find that uncertainty, that variety, that challenge in their work. And the person says, why aren't they home with me anymore? Because there isn't the same level of variety. There isn't the same stimulation. Or they finally decide this is the wrong person for me, and they leave that person. They say, it's just the wrong relationship. It's boring. It's not stimulating anymore. It's not growing. I need more variety in my life, so I'm going to go out with somebody else. Goodbye, our relationship's over. Or the person may cheat on this person. In fact, here was one of the big questions I've had over the last 4 or 5 years, especially a date with destiny, because I've realized throughout the years that what controls human behavior is our beliefs and our values. And I would see people, and I'd read, and they'd share with me their personal lives, and I'd see this person as really a good human being with really high standards for themselves, really high values as an example. And I'd read about this woman and she'd be cheating on her husband. And I'd be thinking, but this is totally in conflict with her values. How could this be? And then it became obvious when I understood the six human needs. She was very comfortable with him, but she had no surprise. There was no challenge. There was no creation. There was no uncertainty there. And she wanted it so bad. So she chose a poor vehicle. And as a result, now here she's in this, and she felt bad about it. But you know what's interesting? People will violate their values to meet their needs. It's not a good thing. If you pick the wrong vehicle, it creates more pain. It becomes one of those experiences that feels good but isn't good for you, isn't good for others, doesn't serve the greater good. So you have to be careful of those. It's so easy to get seduced. I know I've been seduced by situations in my life, food, situations that didn't make sense. We all can relate to that. But what you got to realize, okay, what need am I trying to meet? And let's see if I can meet that need in a more productive way. So coming back to the example of relationships, so some people get it out of their work now and then the relationship suffers. Some people do it by way of leaving the relationship. Some people do it by way of cheating. Some people do it by just saying, I won't be in a relationship. I'll find it from some other area of my life completely. So it's not just limited to relationship. Relationship is one vehicle for creating both certainty and uncertainty simultaneously. And anybody who's been in a relationship has probably experienced both of those emotions. But let's go back to uncertainty slash variety, that second need for a moment, and let's discuss just briefly a list of potential vehicles for creating these feelings. Let's take a look at some of the things you do day to day to try and meet these needs. I'll give you a classic example. Why do you go to a movie? Why do you go to a sporting event? Variety. Surprise, uncertainty, you're not sure. I mean, if you knew exactly how the game was gonna go and you could predict who was gonna hit what at what time and you knew exactly who was gonna win or lose, do you think you'd really go? Maybe if you're really craving certainty, I guess. But usually most of us go for the variety, for the surprise. Why do you go to a movie? Because you know that the hero's not gonna get killed. You're certain that in the end, at least you won't get killed. But in the meantime, you get to vicariously have their uncertainty, the uncertainty of the character. In fact, don't you usually get mad when in the end they hurt the person you knew couldn't be hurt? Right? Because it took away something you were counting on sometimes. Think about it. Have you ever gone to a video store and rented a video? Of course you have. Have you ever rented a video of a film you've already seen? I bet you have. Why? Why would you rent a video you've already seen? Well, the answer is obvious. You're certain it's going to feel good. And you're also hoping you've forgotten enough that maybe there'll be some variety for you there. See, that's the bottom line. Now, what are some of the other sources? Well, some people use alcohol. I mean, culturally, we reinforce this idea that alcohol is a way to instantly create a change. Because think about it. When we talk about variety or uncertainty, we're talking about a state change. We're talking about changing the way we feel. And when you drink alcohol, or if you take a drug, you have an instant change in your biochemistry. You have an instant radical change in your state. But I want to remind you of something. These are destructive ways of meeting your needs. They may meet your needs in the short term, but they'll cost you in the long term. These are class three experiences. They feel good in the short term, but they aren't good for you. They don't serve other people, and they don't serve the greater good. And it's so easy to get seduced into these vehicles. But I want to tell you something. The reason we don't give them up is because they meet some of our needs. But I want you to think about your needs in one more distinction. Think of each one of these needs on a 0 to 10 scale, where 0 is no fulfillment and 10 is total fulfillment. You know, by drinking alcohol, for example, you might feel a sense of variety, a change of state, that on a scale from 0 to 10 might feel as good as a level 3. But it's not totally fulfilling, is it? Because it's going to bite you the next morning, and you know it. So it's not totally fulfilling, unlike something where you know there's no downside, it only feels good. Those tend to give you a level 9 or 10. So one of the seductions in life, as I mentioned, is that very often we want to make a change. And we say, why can't I get myself to change? Why can't I get myself to stop overeating? Well, I'll tell you one reason. Because right now, you perceive that eating gives you certainty you can be comfortable, and it gives you variety. Or you perceive that doing drugs or using alcohol, you're certain it'll give you a change of state, a surprise, a variety. So it's very difficult when it's meeting some of your needs, but it doesn't meet all of them. And part of what I'm going to show you how to do in this tape is to develop some new patterns of fulfillment. So you don't just get rid of something. If you ever try to stop smoking, and smoking used to make you comfortable. Smoking when you're bored gave you something to do, gave you some variety, some distraction. If you don't find a new vehicle that's just as easy to use, that'll give you that comfort and variety right away, then you're going to go back to smoking. You're going to go back to drinking. That's obvious. That's the biggest problem. Discipline never works because discipline says, I'm not going to do this vehicle anymore. But discipline's not enough because if you don't replace the vacuum, your needs still have to be met. So you go back to the old vehicle you know works. Doesn't work perfectly, doesn't work well, but it works enough that you're going to keep doing it. I mean, does that make sense to you? What else do people do? I'll tell you, in relationships with some people do, things get so certain, they pick a fight. Because guess what? You know, this relationship's too predictable. It's too good. Let's do something here, create a little variety in here. And they don't do it consciously, but they do it unconsciously just to get some difference going. Now, some people just go get a new relationship for variety, or they go get a new job, or they get a new location to live in. But you know, the problem with all these is they don't last. You can get variety by a simple conversation. If we have a stimulating conversation about some new idea, it's fun, it's variety, but it doesn't have anything negative to do with it like some of the other things we've mentioned. You can take on a brand new challenge, and taking that challenge creates some uncertainties in a positive sense that'll make you grow. You can do something like learn something new, or you can do what I call rechunk your focus. Start to notice the little things. So hear me now. I don't care what you do for a living. I don't care what your environment is like. There is variety there. You just have to look for the difference. But see, unless you know what the goal of the game is, you're gonna miss out. You gotta say, how do I get variety? And by the way, that's what I want you to answer right now. How do you tend to get certainty in your life that you can have comfort? Do you avoid situations, for example, that you think might be confrontational because then you're at least certain you can be comfortable? Of course, it never works long-term, does it? Because it's really not good for you. It's not good for the other person. Feels good. Doesn't serve the greater good. What class is that? That's right. Class 3 experience. You want to avoid class 3 experiences. And they're very seductive because in the short term, they tend to meet a little bit of your needs. But I want you to think about this. Each one of these needs, whether it be certainty or uncertainty, this need for comfort or this need for variety, they have a 0 to 10 scale. 10 is total fulfillment. 0 is nothing. A lot of times, for example, you could go try and control other people and be somewhat successful at it, so you feel a level of fulfillment of maybe level 4 on a 0 to 10 in the area of sense of certainty. I'm controlling people. But it's not really totally fulfilling. But it's fulfilling enough, you may not change. So I got a question for you, because I'm going to show you how to change these things if you want to in a few moments. Tell me this. How do you try and get certainty in your life? How do you try to be certain you can be comfortable, you can avoid pain and gain pleasure? What are some of your strategies? What are some of the good ones? What are some of the ones that may not be so good? I want you to think about that. Because by the end of this tape, I'm going to have you make a list of these. You don't have to write them down right now, but I want to start planting the seed in your mind. How about variety? What are some of the ways you create uncertainty in a positive sense? What are some of the ways you create surprise in your life? How do you create those kinds of challenges and that diversity? So now, we understand the paradox between these two needs. What do we need? We need certainty / comfort. Certainty we can be pleasurable, we can avoid pain. And we need uncertainty, a sense of variety and surprise. And there is a way to meet both of these.